I'm Steve Miller reporting. Spain has a new prime minister, and Reuters' Scarlett Vitanovich has that story.
After more than 6 years in power, Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has been voted out of office.
Ha sido un honor.
It has been an honor to have been Spain's Prime Minister. It is an honor to be able to leave a better Spain than the one I found.
The centre-right Rajoy lost a no-confidence motion on Friday, triggered by a long-running corruption trial involving members of his party. He's been replaced by socialist leader Pedro Sanchez. Sanchez managed to secure the backing of six smaller parties for the motion on Thursday, giving him the majority he needed to take over as premier.
Reuters reporter Scarlett Vitanovich. EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini says the European Union and China will deepen ties on trade and investment after the U.S. decision to impose steel and aluminum tariff imports.
We are clearly living times of geopolitical turbulence and uncertainties. So the cooperation between China and the European Union becomes even more important, not only for China and Europe, but also for the rest of the world.
Canada, Mexico, and the European Union retaliated against the U.S. tariff, levying billions of dollars on U.S. goods. U.S. President Donald Trump is set to receive a personal letter Friday from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ahead of preparations for a potential summit between the two men. Kim Jong-chol is arriving at the White House and is scheduled to meet the president. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Italians on Friday voiced their willingness to give their new anti-establishment government more time to see